Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
I'm great. When did Thomas Plekanec become the most important member of the Toronto Maple Leafs? Like this is the name, right? So how important is job in Game 3, and how important is he to the Leafs' cause here in Game 4?
Yeah, that's a good question. Listen, I don't want to take anything away from him. Certainly, it was his best game as a Leaf, which was a good sign here. But it's going to be one heck of a challenge here to do it again here. It really is by committee here to shut down that line. And I think the biggest thing, and again, not to take anything away from Thomas here, is they didn't end up parading to the penalty box. And that was a huge problem in Boston. They were able to give them that the one power play. And by the way, they looked pretty darn good on that one power play. It was by a committee. Anderson probably did the best job of shutting them down when he needed to. He got some luck with a crossbar, a post. Plekanec will probably be asked to play another 16, 17 minutes. And when he's out there, do the best he can. But I wasn't totally convinced that the Leafs did a good job shutting down that line. They kept them scoreless, but they still looked pretty darn good, if you ask me, Elliot.
Nick Kypreos, our guest, 7 o'clock tonight, Bruins, Leafs, the marathon continues. Do you look and say there's enough evidence in 82 regular season games and 3 playoff games that no matter what happens, Nick, in this series and even next round against Tampa, it seems, that there's an overhaul coming for this blue line, that they're still missing that number one guy? Morgan Rielly rebounded in Game 3. Gardner and Zaitsev were better. Zaitsev was a horror show on Saturday. Is there enough impetus for the front office to go, no matter what, we can't waste great years of young forwards on cheap deals and kind of bring the band back together and basically have this, because almost everybody is signed, which means you got to move guys out next season if you want to change it?
Yeah, listen, I think they know for sure. They know. I think it's stating the obvious here. The question is, what do you do about it, and how do you get some more depth back there, and what's it going to cost, and who's going to step up? Is there another Marley defenseman that can come up? I mean, Travis Dermott, I think they knew was going to come up eventually and be what they thought a good NHL defenseman. But, I mean, they're getting more out of him than probably they would have thought. And still, it doesn't appear to be enough. So would it cost them a Connor Brown? Would it cost them something significant to go get that piece on that blue line? But I mean, again, style of play, can they outskate the Boston Bruins here? Can they chip and chase? Can they keep that offense going here to beat them 4 times and win this series? I think it's going to be a tough task. There's no question that the Boston Bruins didn't look as dominating, obviously, as they did the first 2 games. But, you know, the style of play right now, to me, is a bit of a concern. And they do have to eventually, I think, get a little tougher, a little meaner back on that blue line, have more of a presence. But they'll try to win like they've won all season long, Greg, and that is outskating and getting some offense going. And, of course, great goaltending. Anderson shut the door after a couple soft goals, and that was a big play during the regular season, and it was in Game 3.
So Nick Kypreos joins 7:40 on Brady and Price. Game tonight, 7 o'clock, Bruins Leafs on CBC. Here's my wacky theory, and I don't want to get you in trouble for it. Elliot Friedman panics when we come up with some cockamamie thing about a future trade, and we get him in trouble for it. So this is mine. You can use it if you want. Drew Doughty. This was a really good result for the Toronto Maple Leafs if they want to get Drew Doughty here. Drew must look and go, man, that wasn't fun. I've won 1 playoff game. I'm 1-8 in the playoffs in the last 4 years. Twice we've missed and twice we've been crunched out in the first round. The Sharks did it 2 years ago. Does Drew at all look at age 28 and say, we're looking a lot like the Canucks team we beat in 2012. We're all getting older here. I've won two cups. I love it out in L.A., but he has never shut that door on the Leafs, and he's come up to the door and flirted almost a little bit publicly with the Leafs. Can I make the case that's good for the Leafs, that Drew Doughty's out in four games and looking at his circumstances? Can I make that case?
Yeah, wow. That's going deep right now. Yeah, I agree with you that, you know, if he's looking at the huge picture here, he's got to ask himself, where do you go here in terms of, you know, his next 8 years? I think he likes it there. And I think he wants to retire an L.A. King.
Okay.
And I think that he's shaking his head right now. I think he cannot believe that they lost four straight. He believed in that team. Did you hear some of his comments?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's 48 hours.
He still doesn't think they're worse. He still doesn't think they're a worse team than the Golden Knights. Oh, and no. I'm not sure they are.
No, he thinks if he could play another seven-game series that they'd win four straight.
Totally.
That's... but in saying that, I think the objective all along was July 1st to sign him. And I think they will. I think they will. Again, does he want to hit the complete home run? If that's the case, then not only will he not get it in L.A., he won't get it in Toronto. It's very difficult to sit there and say, I want to be the highest paid defenseman and still have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. He's going to have to do some real soul searching here, and he's going to probably have to pick one or the other. And that's not to say that he won't end up with, you know, $11 million a year, but to try to hit 13 or 14, that will be very difficult and still have chances to win a Stanley Cup. So that means LA can't overpay him, and even the Leafs, when we know that Matthews and Marner are coming up, and they're going to have to be well compensated as well.
All right, Nick, we got about a minute. Did the Capitals save themselves? Are they now going to push forward like that was it? You were almost gone, and now that you're not, you're going to win the series. What do you think?
Oh, gosh, it's still a tough task for sure. And, you know, you got to appreciate Ovechkin's belief in his team. But they still dug themselves in a big hole here. And I don't know, something just doesn't seem right with that group. And we'll see where Holtby can go. If he can keep elevating his game, Elliot, then they've got a chance. But he's going to have to be the difference maker from here on end. And we know that he lost a lot of confidence in the latter part of the regular season. If he can keep chipping away at it, they can get back in the series. But it really relies on Holtby from here on end.